London. The chances of ending the partial government shutdown in the U.S. anytime soon appear to be slim. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The shutdown is now in its sixth day, and the dispute remains the money President Trump wants for border security. Yesterday in Iraq, he vowed to hold the line.
Whatever it takes. I mean, we're going to have a wall. We're going to have safety.
This morning, he's urging Democrats to fund the wall, arguing the shutdown's hurting their supporters. He tweets, "Do the Dems realize that most of the people not getting paid are Democrats?" Lawmakers away from Washington for the holidays have been told they'll get 24 hours notice before having to come back for a vote. But negotiations yesterday dragged, dimming hopes for a quick end. Sagar Magani, Washington.
In the wake of a second migrant child's death, the U.S. Department of Homeland Security is ordering new protective measures for children who are in Border Patrol custody in the U.S. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen says she's asked the Coast Guard and the Centers for Disease Control to look into what she's calling an uptick in the number of sick migrant children coming into the U.S. It follows the death on Christmas Day of an 8-year-old Guatemalan boy, weeks after a girl from that country also died in U.S. custody. Texas Congressman Beto O'Rourke tells KVIA-TV he wants the administration to put the needs of the children above its immigration crackdown.
Let's make sure that they're okay. Let's make sure that they're with their families. Let's make sure that they get medical care. They pose no threat to this country.
Jackie Quinn, Washington.
President Donald Trump's surprise trip to Iraq may have quieted criticism at home, but that yet to visit troops in a combat zone, but it was infuriating to Iraqi politicians who on Thursday demanded the withdrawal of U.S. troops from Iraq. This is VOA. The United States and China are planning to hold face-to-face trade.